This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. More than 1,000 college students die by suicide every year. In fact, suicide is listed as the second leading cause of death for people of college age. But suicide prevention efforts vary greatly among schools. In the latest installment of our WBUR series, Suicide, A Crisis in the Shadows, we're looking at suicide among college students and what schools are trying to do to address the issue. We're joined by three guests. First, with us in studio is Eric Schott Snyder. He's a senior at Worcester Polytechnic Institute and a member of WPI's Student Support Network. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Also, Dori Hutchinson, Director of Services at the Center for Psychiatric Rehabilitation at Boston University and Associate Professor at BU's Sargent College of Health and Rehab Services. Hello.
Hi.
And joining us from the studios of New England Public Radio is Harry Rockland Miller. He's a clinical psychologist and director of the Center for Counseling and Psychological Health at UMass Amherst. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Dori Hutchinson from Boston University, as we said, you've researched college suicide and prevention programming. Tell us what we know right now about the rate of college student suicide and also if we know how often maybe students make a suicide attempt.
I think we know from the research that many students think about suicide. As high as 30% of our students feel at some point in time that they're unable to function because of their distress. And we know that the actual rate of students who complete suicide is about 1%.
What is your view of the role of a school in trying to prevent suicide among students? Harry Rockland Miller?
Here at UMass Amherst, over 13,000 students live on our campus, so it's incumbent upon us to do the best we can to ensure their health and welfare, which involves prevention efforts as well as intervention efforts. So we have developed a 24-hour-a-day student affairs on-call system. We have a student of concern committee that meets every week where we have representatives from around the campus. Are we worried about somebody? How do we reach out to that student to support them? We want to step in as early in the continuum as we can.
Eric, you're the student spokesperson here. As we said, you're a senior at WPI and you're a member of the Student Support Network. That's a group that has about 400 members. Other colleges have replicated it, and it's considered key for suicide prevention programming at WPI. And it's my understanding the training teaches you to ask what are called tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean?
Coming up and asking, are you having suicidal thoughts? When you hear from someone saying, I'm having a really tough time with this workload or this project, being able to respond with empathy and say that I understand that workload and I understand how frustrating that can be. My friends all know that I've been through the SSN training and they know that I'm a resource if they feel that they're stressed out. There's definitely an expectation that you'll watch out for your friends. If you notice they're not eating right, if they're drinking too much, you'll either intervene yourself or you'll bring in the proper support.
Many people may think, well, it should be different for this current generation of college students because stigma has been reduced and we have a lot more awareness about mental health and how important mental health is. Would you say that there's still a big misunderstanding or how would you describe it?
I think sometimes the challenge is that it's something that you see removed. It might be someone in your class, but it might not be a close friend, or you might not realize that these sort of challenges are affecting examples close to you socially. So I think having that first conversation, you might not always get a positive response, but it might plant the seed that, hey, maybe this isn't normal. It might build the chance for conversation down the road.
I really feel there's a lot of stigma around those issues. There's enormous shame when a student is diagnosed that I think comes from our society, comes from people's families. Part of what we're doing in our suicide prevention efforts on campuses is that we're trying to promote this idea that help-seeking is a positive adult behavior and that everyone struggles.
When someone is struggling, privacy and trust are big issues. When are parents notified? And when do you tell someone that you think that this is a big, possibly dangerous problem that someone has? Harry Rockland Miller?
Privacy is critical. If a student feels that they can come and speak with us in a confidential way, they're much more likely to come talk to us.
Right.
That said, there are those situations when we get to an imminent risk situation when we do need to step in to protect safety. That might involve hospitalization. It may involve calling a parent. On a voluntary basis, we talk with students all the time about calling their parents with them in the room. And most often, they're fine with it.
I'd like to talk about how schools track their suicide rates. We reached out to, I believe, 11 Massachusetts schools and asked about their statistics and their information on suicide and prevention programs. And the only one that had statistics, actually, was WPI and Worcester State. We did not have information from UMass or from BU. And since I have both of you here, maybe you can say, do you know why data like this is not collected? And is it difficult to address the problem without it?
I think it's notoriously difficult to accurately track suicide. There's an autopsy with the DA's office, and in terms of a ruling of the cause of death, we may not hear about it for many, many months, if at all. Families sometimes, if a student dies at home, may not want to disclose to us.
Obviously, there are people's privacy issues, but there are also the school's issues with suicide and our responsible reporting, and we're struggling with it in higher education. I think we know that we want to report it as a public health issue. Mm-hmm. I think we don't want to back away from it, because the more we back away from it, the more we perpetuate the shame and the stigma of help seeking and around the issue of suicide.
I'm wondering if I could ask the three of you to share with me a specific anecdote about how you think you would describe this issue right now, or something that's happened to you personally in dealing with suicide on campus.
I can think of a student that we were helping who was a student athlete who was really struggling with some mental health issues that were interfering with her athletic and academic and social success on campus. And she was extremely distressed and sitting with her hands over her face, crying and saying, "I can't believe I'm one of those people." And that perception, that self-stigma, was really what had been holding her back in getting help. And so coaching her and supporting her and getting her connected to important resources ended up making the difference for her so that she was able to graduate successfully.
I'm thinking of a student I work with, an international student, who came in grossly distressed, drinking, preoccupied with suicide, unable to focus on his academics, which were so important to him. And via psychotherapy, some medication, things started to shift. He went home. He called me up a year or so later just to tell me how much the work that started here at UMass had changed his life and how he continued to be on that trajectory.
I've had a number of personal experiences. Unfortunately, I lost a friend from high school when I was a sophomore in college.
Sorry.
As I've become more active and just an active listener, the number of friends who've come to me and just talking about what they've been through, the challenges that they've faced, gives me the strength when I'm having a rough day or when I'm stressed out. I know with the right tools and with the right support, I'll definitely not only make it through, but succeed and excel.
That's Eric Schott-Snyder, a senior at WPI and a member of the school's Student Support Network. We also spoke with Dori Hutchinson, Director of Services at the Center for Psychiatric Rehabilitation at Boston University and Associate Clinical Professor at BU Sargent College of Health and Rehabilitation Services, and Harry Rockland Miller, a clinical psychologist and director of the Center for Counseling and Psychological Health at UMass Amherst. Tomorrow on WBUR's All Things Considered, we'll hear about a young woman who took her own life after she had taken leave from college because of mental health struggles. And for more of our series, Suicide, A Crisis in the Shadows, go to our website, wbur.org.